USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Saying he's not kidding around, President Donald Trump tells reporters he may close the southern border with Mexico next week if they don't take action to halt illegal immigration. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN he supports the president.
And if we've done everything that we have up to this point, and as Secretary Nielsen has said, it's a crisis that it's overrun. So we've got to change the strategy, and I think this is the right way to go.
The president says it could include all trade with Mexico. British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered her third major defeat Friday on plans to leave the European Union, with lawmakers rejecting it in a 344-286 vote. Though smaller than the previous two losses, the vote spells continued uncertainty and turmoil for Britain and Europe. The Prime Minister, who even offered to resign in exchange for lawmaker support, pleaded in vain with the House of Commons before the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump announced today in a tweet that Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who's accused of war crimes in Iraq, will be moved to less restrictive confinement, apparently in response to a push by Republican lawmakers advocating for Gallagher. One of those lawmakers is Republican House Freedom Caucus member Ralph Norman of South Carolina, who tells Fox News,
"I've got him in with rapists, I've got him in with pedophiles, I've got him in with the general population."
Gallagher is facing premeditated murder and aggravated assault charges stemming from the alleged killing of an injured ISIS prisoner and alleged instances of him intentionally firing sniper rounds at civilians. Gallagher is expected to be in court in May. He was arrested last fall. Several wealthy parents caught up in what federal prosecutors are calling the biggest admission scam ever prosecuted have appeared in federal court in Boston. The 15 parents have been implicated in a college admission scheme in which authorities say they paid a consultant to rig their children's test scores and bribe coaches at sought-after schools like Yale, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California. More charges may be coming. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's almost 400-page findings and analysis of Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by the president may have, as members of Congress fear, heavy redactions. But the amount of information the Justice Department can rightfully hold back, especially under grand jury rules, might not be as great as it first appears, according to former federal prosecutors. When it comes to indictments, a former congressman sheds more light on the Justice Department's responsibilities. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr said he will get Congress a redacted version of Robert Mueller's full report regarding Russian collusion in the 2016 election by mid-April. Now, that news does not sit well with some Democrats, but according to Fox News contributor and former Congressman of South Carolina, Trey Gowdy,
"The Department of Justice speaks in indictments. They don't write biographies. They don't write reports on people. They don't do oppo research. They issue indictment."
Barr has control for now on what's kept private and what's not, but federal judges may decide what could be released. In the NCAA Elite Eight action today, Texas Tech faces Gonzaga and Purdue faces off against Virginia. Kentucky is advancing to the Elite Eight. The Wildcats will take on Auburn tomorrow. The Tigers beat region top seed North Carolina. Kentucky head coach John Calipari talks about the challenge of playing Auburn.
"We respect them. We respect their players and what they do and how they play and how hard they play."
Duke is in the Elite Eight with a 75-73 win over Virginia Tech. Duke faces Michigan State tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.